Welcome to part one of my two-part presentation. My name is Richard Waldman, and I'm a life coach and the author of A Better Way of Thinking, a life-changing strategy that attempts to answer a question we have been asking ourselves ever since Adam and Eve were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, which is this. What enables us to be so extraordinary on one hand, and on the other, to have thoughts and emotions that take us in the wrong direction? You're extraordinary because you have an imagination that gives you the power to see in your mind's eye what is not there. This talent, for example, gives birth to your ideas, hopes, and dreams. It also gave birth to your brain's ability to create on its own. For example, did you create you in your own mind? Did you discuss with your brain what your life was going to be like? Did you and your brain sit down and agree on what to be afraid of and what to be anxious about or how you're going to treat yourself and others? You didn't do any of this because your brain made all the decisions for you. And there's more to the story. Not only are we dealing with a brain that has the capacity to create on its own, it also takes pleasure in miscreating. For example, are you responsible for those nighttime dreams that are chaotic and nonsensical? Was it you that caused people, places, and things not to appear in your dreams as they really are? Of course not. Your brain fabricated the whole mess by taking what is true and twisting it into something of its own making. Can you see where your brain's ability to miscreate could be a problem? What I'm suggesting is, how you see yourself may be a distortion of who you really are, which demonstrates that your brain may not be your best friend. Sigmund Freud, the father of modern-day psychology, called this twisted image of who our brain thinks we are the ego, which is Latin for I, the self, that speaks to you through the judgmental chatter in your head. You know that voice, the one that talks down to you and says you're not smart enough, good enough, it's their fault, so why try? There are many ways you can think. Please join me in part two, where you will discover which one works.